About a year ago, I had the zechus to be in Eretz Yisrael for a week to meet the new Talmidim, to do bechinos, and I was in a Sfarim store and picked up a sefer called Shiuri Rabbeinu from the Gomer Moshe Shapira. I had the zechus when I was learning in Eretz Yisrael and Shalavim, often to go with Rav Waxman, and then later sometimes by myself to hear Rav Moshe Shapiro. And to hear his Torah, and to hear his Mahalchim. And this Sefer, what I always enjoyed most was the language and the words that he used. And there have been many Sfarim that the Olam has put out from Rav Moshe, but often it's taking what he said and repackaging it, or saying it in the author's language. This Sefer actually is a transcription of the Thursday night Shiurim on Chanukah. 42 shiurim over the years, a few decades, and it's just beautiful to be able to almost see and feel Rav Moshe speak through the words. So I just want to give a ha'ara that he has on one of the pieces called Torah Or. The Rambam says, "The Bebayishini kishamalchu Yavan gazru gezeros la'Yisrael ubatlu datam v'lo hinichu osam la'asok b'Torah uv'mitzvos." That what happened? What did the Yavan do? They were mevatel ardas, and they did not allow us to learn Torah, la'asok b'Torah, and what we refer to as lashkicham Torah Secha in the davening. And Rav Moshe wants to explain what's the connection between the gezera of lashkicham Torah Secha, of bitlu datam v'lonich osam la'asok b'Torah, and the nes of the pach hashemen, of lighting of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. How does that nitzachon correlate to lashkicham Torah Secha? So he says, we know the Gemara that says that if a person wants to harosha shiach kim yadrim, if a person wants to have chachma, he's supposed to face not just the Beis Hamikdash, but face the direction of the menorah in the south. The menorah represents chachma. Chachma in the sense of, if you want to understand and perceive this world of choshech, you need a light. You need the chachma of the Torah. If a person is in a dark room, and you need to understand what's in the room, so you use your hands, maybe have a little bit of a light, and you can discern, this is a chair, this is a book, this is a table, maybe you're tripping as you're walking from one thing to the other, maybe you stubbed your toe while you walked across the room in the dark. But if you had the ability to flip a switch and turn on the light, then you would see that you would perceive and see everything that's in the room holistically, and everything would become clearer to you. That's the mashal of the Torah. Another source from Chazal, Atinok b'mayimo, the Gemara says in Nida Daf Lamed, Melamdim oso is kol haTorah kula, v'ner daluk arosho, v'tzofe bo misofa olam ve'ad sofo. Rav Moshe says, what does it mean that the ner is daluk arosho? If you want to see something, you put the light in front of you. What does it mean, ner daluk arosho? So it says the idea, obviously, for the child in the mother's womb, he's not looking what's in front of him. The ner daluk arosho is representative of the fact that he's able to perceive clearly the emes, the truth that the Torah that he is learning in that state. The ner daluk arosho shows the chachma of the clarity of the Torah. And finally, when we light the menorah, we light it at the crossroads between our home, our Rishus HaYachid, and the outside, the Rishus HaRabin. And the lights of the menorah are supposed to be dafka there, because it's supposed to take the light of the Rishus HaYachid, of the Torah, of our individual understanding of life, and it's supposed to radiate out into the Rabin, because that is where it's very dark. That is where the clarity is not there. And we need to have the Or of the Torah to show us what is the proper way of living our lives. How should one, as a Ben Torah, perceive this world? Only can be done through the prism of the Torah. And that's what the Yontif of Chanukah fundamentally is here to teach us. That the when we learn Torah, of course we need to learn Torah to understand every piece of halacha, every piece of Gemara. But there's fundamentally, it's also teaching us a derech hachaim. It's showing us a light of how to leave our lives, of how to perceive the outside world, of how to perceive everything that's going on around us holistically. When we learn Torah, it's turning on the light switch, and everything becomes much clearer. And that, hopefully, we shall be zocheh to during these days of Hanukkah.